Sun safety is one of those life lessons that most Australians learn at an early age. Catchphrases like slip, slop, slap, for example, became part of our vernacular in the early 80s. But it seems some of us are still confused. Research looking at media reporting in recent years has found that there have been mixed messages about the importance of vitamin D, which forms when our skin is exposed to UV from sunlight. In a letter published today in the Australasian Journal of Dermatology, doctors say reporting on sun exposure and vitamin D deficiency is overly simplistic and often wrong. Dr. Stephanie Blake is a researcher at the University of New South Wales. She's a junior doctor and one of the signatories to this letter. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start at the beginning here. What are some of the common misconceptions that are being spread about the risks of sun exposure?
One of the major reoccurring themes that we noted in our research was a tendency for the newspapers to report on the dangers of inadequate sun exposure leading to vitamin D deficiency. This message was seen in approximately 60% of the articles that we analysed. Some of the articles that we reviewed did so in a very measured way, but worryingly there were a number of articles that recommended unsafe sun safety messages.
What sort of things?
Like avoiding sun protection in the middle of the day during summer to get enough vitamin D.
And I know you're concerned about some of the headlines that you've seen in the news coverage over the years, things like shade linked to cancer and a gentle pinking. Is allowing your skin to become a little pink ever safe?
Unfortunately, I don't think that any level of sunburn can ever be called safe, and people really should try and avoid this where possible. Some sunburns might seem milder than others, but any sunburn really is an indication that you've lowered your skin cellular defences and you've increased your risk of skin cancer. At best, you've caused yourself some premature ageing.
So you're looking at the headlines. Did you also look at what was happening on social media and what kind of impact that's having on messaging?
Unfortunately, we didn't. I think that would be really interesting because social media is definitely having a large effect on what young people are talking about and their attitudes towards sun safety. And I think certainly there's a lot of opportunity for future research in that area.
Okay. So what, I guess, reading the articles then, what is the picture you get of what our ideas of what healthy looks like?
In terms of the newspaper articles that we referenced, I think there was a lot of sensationalistic headlines kind of around the idea that we're slip-slop slapping ourselves into ill health.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So with the issue around vitamin D deficiency, certainly there's been quite a bit of coverage in recent years around that. Mm-hmm. There is a health message there, but who is it directed to then?
The general public needs to be aware of their levels of vitamin D and how to do that safely, particularly during winter, because environmental factors mean that it's difficult for people to get enough vitamin D if they're not tailoring their sun protection measures to the season and where they live in Australia and their skin type. But in particular, people who are at high risk are those who spend significant periods of time inside, anyone who wears religious coverings, and anyone who has a darker skin tone. And within Australia, we know that people who were born in Southeast Asia or Central Asia, Africa or the Middle East are significantly more likely to have vitamin D deficiency.
And what about the use of vitamin D supplements then for those individuals? Is that the answer?
It's difficult to say. Certainly vitamin D supplementation plays a very important role in people who are identified as having low levels of vitamin D and are having difficulty getting enough sun exposure, because low vitamin D is linked to poor bone health and osteoporosis, which can lead to falls and fractures later in life. So these groups really should kind of liaise with their health professional, get an idea of what their vitamin D levels are, and if possible, adjust their sun protection measures. And if the sun isn't enough, then, yeah, these high-risk groups should think about supplementing.
Okay, then. Well, look, thank you very much. Some good advice today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Stephanie Blake is a researcher at the University of New South Wales and one of the doctors who contributed to a study on media reporting on vitamin D and sun exposure. It's been published today in the Australasian Journal of Dermatology. The time is 8:05.